So I guess I'm going to do a series on what I believe and post it on my website, but I can't post it on YouTube. Pretty much, I believe what the Bible says, but a lot of times, if you just say, I believe the Bible, people don't really know how you interpret the Bible. I interpret the Bible line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing it in its proper dispensation, meaning, age, time, etc. I see the 66 books as one combined unit, and all are telling the same story, and the secret is to find out what that story is. Because just like your body, your human body has different parts. But the different parts all work together as a unit. The body of Christ has different members, but they all work together as one unit. And so that's the way it is with everything, whether it's calculus, physics, science, building, a building, a corporation. There's many parts that make up the whole. And so the secret to learning the Bible is to take your time and listen to a bunch of different teachers, you know. Listen to a bunch of different teachers and put all the puzzle pieces together. And it usually takes a long time. It usually takes 20 years. I've seen preachers go to seminary and after so many years and they think they've arrived, and you talk to them and you realize they're stuck in a box. You know? Some denominations have more truth than the other ones, but what I found out is every denomination has a blind spot. One might just be based on tradition. One might be based on emotion. One might be based on legalism. And so it's not only true with denominations, but the cults and the isms out there. They all have a blind spot. And it's true for every human. And I might even have a blind spot that I don't know about. And I have had, and I've overcome a lot of them. And so narcissists, you know, they have a blind spot. The Jezebel has a blind spot. The legalist has a blind spot. The goats have blind spots. The woke have a blind spot. And so what I'm going to do is do a series of what I believe. But I can't post it on YouTube, because they'll shut it down. But I can post it on my websites and maybe put it at the top. Click this link to see my belief systems, or to listen to my belief systems. It'll be something like, I believe in once saved, always saved, eternal security, faith alone, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I believe in the church is not the nation. The nation, actually the word nation means birthing. You're being birthed out. I don't believe in abortion. Any abortion. Well, what if somebody was raped? I don't believe in abortion. Any abortion. If it ever happened to my wife, would I change my view? You know, I've seen some preachers say, I don't believe in divorce. And then their kid gets a divorce. And then the next week in the pulpit, they change their view of divorce, you know. They change their view depending on somebody in their family going through something. See, that's a red flag right there. If you change your beliefs because somebody you care about or somebody you're related to goes through something, and you change your beliefs just to because of your feelings. You know, I don't go by feelings, I go by truth. Now, we all act out on feelings, but my belief system is truth, not feelings. When I say I can't put it on YouTube, if I go into detail on some of these things, they would crucify me on the stake. See, Babylon is every nation. You might say, well, is Romans 13 true? Yeah, it's true. God controls the king's heart. Even an evil king, God can control their heart. And the weird part is all the kings are conspiring together. And all the kings are conspiring together against the camp of the saints, even today. You see that in Revelation. They're always they're conspiring together on your job. They're conspiring together in your church, in your family. The unsaved leadership conspires together against you, but for some reason, God always stops them. They destroy them. They fight amongst themselves. They destroy each other. They're divided. Think about it. An unsaved person is a divided person, a divided mind. And if they have a divided mind, they are divided amongst each other. There will never be unity in the hive. It's only forced unity, but they hate each other. Listen to what I'm telling you. The hive mind will never have true unity. It's only unity under a dictator, Pharaoh. There's no oneness with the hive. There's no oneness in a corporation, in a dead corporation. There's no oneness in a cult or an ism. They're only flying monkeys supporting the leader that's intimidating them and trying to put them in fear. There's no oneness in a hive. There's no unity in a hive. Their mind is divided. The only reason they have a dictator leadership to manipulate them. See, I don't have a problem with leadership telling you the truth and explain, hey, this is the truth, this is the way it is. You either like it or you hit the road. You know where you stand. But if a leader's trying to cause division or cause people to be destabilized or cognitive dissonance, telling them two different things, they're trying to get authority, not because they have authority, but because they're trying to manipulate authority, not because they deserve it. There's a whole lot of people out there that have authority and they manipulated it, but they don't deserve it. They're not sacrificial in their mind. An authority figure will be sacrificial. They will sacrifice. They have to. That's just the definition of authority. It's built into the definition of authority. Authority is going to have to sacrifice. Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. He's going to have to sacrifice. Now, the Bible says, wives, submit as unto the Lord. Submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Now, why do churches fight against that? As unto the Lord? You'll never hear them say that. You'll never hear an independent Baptist read that verse. You'll never hear them expound upon that verse. If they do, it's once a year. But this is, if somebody's in a household, a married household, they need to hear these truths over and over, at least once a month. Because they're dealing with each other every day. They're fighting at home. You gonna wash the dishes? No, you're gonna wash the dishes. No, I'm not washing dishes. You are. It's your turn. Stupid stuff like that. If you have if you love the person, sacrificial, you don't mind washing dishes. You kick in. If one's taking out the trash, the other's washing dishes. If the one's vacuuming the floor, the other one's putting a picture on the wall. You know, painting a wall. If one's feeding the dog, the other one's cleaning the toilet. You know, it's a teamwork. And if somebody's lazy, and it's different if they're sick. A lot of reasons, a lot of the problem with marriage is sugar. People are not their best self because they're eating too much sugar. and they're eating too many snacks, you know. If you cut back snacks, you'll have energy, you won't be depressed, you won't be tired, you'll be happy. Cut back sugar and snacks and you'll be happy. So this ain't too bad. I can upload this one, but when I do the series, I'm gonna break it down. See, on YouTube and Facebook and probably Spreaker. Spreaker says free speech on their website. We'll see. But if you start talking, if you start to use the word reprobate, you start to use the word woke, and you start to use the word delusional and NPCs and stuff like that, and you start to expound upon that stuff, they're going to hate you. They're going to try to attack you. Even if your neighbors hate you. One time I had a neighbor lie about me. She says she was, I had her mowing my yard. She came to the door one day. She says, you know, I've always liked you. I said, well, that's cool. That's fine. Just, because I knew what she was. You know, I knew she was whatever. She tried to get in my door. I didn't let her in. I knew she was probably a thief, probably a prostitute, probably. Anyway, I said, I'm just, you know, getting you to mow my lawn, you know. Go back to your boyfriend or whatever he is you're living in. She ended up in jail. That guy ended up getting a kid that she was shacking up with, and she ended up in jail, and they ended up splitting up. Then the house caught on fire. It was crazy. She probably set the house on fire, try to kill him. But anyway, she had the neighborhood kids come around my house. She made up a lie, some kind of lie. And they were mad at me. And I didn't say nothing to nobody. You said this, blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about? Well, somebody said you said this. And then I see her standing out there talking to one of them. She was mad because she got rejected. See, the Jezebel system wants to persecute you. She's just a fractal of the whole system. When you don't put up, you don't go along with their insanity, they attack you, and they try to kill you and try to take you out and try to intimidate you. You understand what I'm saying?